Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringutang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All fellows with monkey sounds in there are called good.
The old Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon, boy!
Yeah! Hey, happy Wednesday to you. A wrestling Wednesday. How's that half inch treating you, Danny?
Who doesn't love a good half inch?
Of rain today. That's a call back from yesterday. It's rainy today, man. It is rainy today.
Graptacular outside.
Love it, though.
Yeah.
Love it.
You know? It's good for the plants.
Yeah, it keeps it green.
Keeps it green.
Keep telling yourself
that.
I love it, though.
I hate that.
You got to lean into it.
It's so dumb.
No, it's perfect because
it really? It keeps it green?
Well, it does. Go live in a desert.
Yeah, and watch that half inch turn into a flood.
Exactly.
It's terrifying.
Exactly. I think it's fine. That's what we sign up for in Oregon.
It is, and you know, the extremes here are not really that bad.
No, they're not. No, they're not. Jordan Schultz in the building again today. Hi, Jordan.
Happy hump day, guys.
Hello.
I am soaking wet walking into the building today, so yay.
Again, keeps it green. Keeps it green. That's what we got to tell ourselves.
I'll never forget when I was a kid. This was like, 20 years ago when Vince Carter was a free agent in the NBA. And as a very young Blazers fan, I actually, you know, very, very stupidly thought that Portland had a shot at the man.
No, we don't.
No, they never did. He could come out of retirement and they still wouldn't have a chance at signing him. But I emailed Mike Rice asking why he wouldn't come to Portland. And this to this day, eats at my craw.
Emailed Mike Rice.
Oh, yeah.
That is, you know what? You're gambling when you're emailing the wild one, Mike Rice.
Well, because back in the day it was, hey, email the broadcasters, ask them a question about the team. So 13-year-old Jordan says, hey, why don't the Blazers have a shot at Vince? And he said, look out your window. Thanks, Mike. Talking about, like, the rain. And I'm just like, I don't buy that. I still don't buy that. God. Rain's awesome, but it's not the worst part about being here.
Look out your window could go for a lot of things with now. Like, it's like, you could also just look out your window and all you see is just, like, white people everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, the rain and the weather, because when they come to Portland... Think of the times that NBA players come to Portland.
Yeah, on the road
in
January.
The winter. Yeah. Where you fly in the middle of the afternoon and it's dark.
It's craptacular.
You leave in the middle of the night, it's dark. It's just rainy. It doesn't help the situation. And then you look around like, what in the world? Is there any diversity in this city at all?
The
because
no.
All you are is you're downtown at the Nines, and then you go over to the Moda Center, and it's a short drive, thankfully.
Well, they don't stay at most of them don't stay at the Nines anymore.
Oh, really? They
now, a couple teams have, but the new hotel.
The Ritz-Carlton?
Yeah.
Even closer.
Yeah.
So you see even less of the city.
Indeed.
And you're just in and out very quickly, and it's like, okay. It is when you travel, or if you go and you live somewhere else in this country, or if you go and you travel, you realize... How
white
lily
this
white this city is.
It's like 80%, which is one of the highest for major cities.
It is.
It's staggering.
And so,
well, you mentioned it yesterday. Was it Oregon, like a White Haven state?
Yeah, it was founded as a White Haven.
Oh God.
Now that is misleading. It was not founded as a White Haven. It was a lot of people just started coming up here, and they were like, "Hey, we're gonna go down White City, Oregon."
It was allegedly the White Haven. Okay.
Yeah. It turned into one real quick.
Yeah.
It was not founded as one, but it turned into one real fast. But we've changed. You know.
Yeah, we're just not as white.
Except for the rain. That's still
there.
Still
all over the place.
Still here. All right. Well, we got a Wednesday.
We're
airing and ready to go. This is our last show in the building because we are hitting the road. Next 2 days. Fan Madness twice is nice. We are going to be at X Golf Tualatin tomorrow. X Golf Vancouver on Friday. From noon till 7 for Fan Madness Part 2 coming at you. Alan A was so awesome that George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law, along with Coors Light, present Fan Madness. X Golf, Tualatin tomorrow, Vancouver on Friday. Those are that's a real sticking point here. You don't want to show up at X Golf Vancouver tomorrow expecting the fan because we won't be there.
We'll be there on
You can still
Friday.
Golf.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we'll be there on Friday. We're going to be at X Golf Tualatin tomorrow.
We encourage you, in fact, to go there.
And it's even better because it's not just Fan Madness. We get opening day tomorrow. Opening day in baseball tomorrow. The one day that Jordan Schultz can be happy as a Mariners fan tomorrow.
Don't worry. We're actually going to ruin that today.
But tomorrow, he gets to be happy.
What's that old...
Hope springs eternal.
What's that old Family Guy joke? The season has started, and the first pitch, and it's over.
And it's over. It's,
the Mets, by the way, have already canceled tomorrow's opening day game due to rain, so they got to push that back to Friday. So the Mets already metting for 2024.
And look, there's only two teams in baseball right now that cannot finish 162-0. The Dodgers and the Padres, they split that series in Korea. So they are out on this 162-0. Everybody else, in play. It's in play.
It's true.
History could be made.
Hey, I just need 54%.
No,
it's got to be better than that.
Oh, I hate it.
That's the Al Farouk Aminu at the four of baseball. That's what that is.
And that will, Jerry DePoto, that's going to follow him.
Yep.
Like a sad puppy for the rest of his
career. I was going to say something stinkier, but sure.
Thank you for the Al Farouk Aminu comparison. That is the best comparison to Mariners baseball that I think I've ever heard.
But tomorrow, the games don't start until 4. Mm. You can get on the simulators early, play around, watch opening day of baseball.
Post up,
have some pops, hang out with us, have some Coors Lights, hang out. We got Isaac and Suk starting up at 3, and then we'll carry you all the way through 7 o'clock. Nothing's better than watching tournament in a place where you're with like-minded people. X-Golf has got TVs all over. It's a sports bar, baby. You get to live and die with the shots that fall and the shots that don't, and we're going to be there for you. Fan Madness, presented by George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law. Injuries and missing work ruining your day? Call George McCoy at warrenallen.com. He'll make them pay. And it's also brought to you by Coors Light. Let's go.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about trying to find a TV like you did at the Ghost.
No, you don't. No, you don't have to go to the Scroom, bro. You just got to go and drop some bombs on the semi. Let's go.
Take some swings.
That's right.
Champagne of beers.
Yeah.
Miller High Life, which is also owned by Coors.
Maybe on a Sunday night you can catch a pay-per-view fight, of which my wife does not understand what pay-per-view was.
What?
Yeah. So I'm sitting there last night after finishing up a Zoom call, and she comes in and says, "Can I tell you something?" And my natural reaction was, "Oh God, what is broken? What do I have to pay for? What do I have to fix?" And it wasn't that. It might have been worse in a sense. She goes, "I just found out that pay-per-view was pay per view and not pay-per-view as in like a piece of pay-per-view." Like she goes, "I thought pay-per-view was the name of the company." And I don't know what spurned this, but she had this look of both shame and disgust on her face. And
so she was going with, like, everybody assumes, like, Kleenex is facial tissue.
Sure.
Like, that is what she went opposite of what everybody kind of assumed. Mm-hmm. She was going, pay-per-view is a company called Pay-Per-View. view,
mm-hmm.
looking at paper,
mm-hmm.
is what you ordered things on your television.
Yep.
How old is she?
I can't say that out loud.
That's a tough one, man. Yeah. That's a tough one to go through when you're not able to figure out. Wait, how old is she?
She's younger.
She's
than
under
me.
40.
Younger than
okay,
me.
Okay, so under 40. You're good. You're good. Okay, but when you said, I can't say that out loud, I was like, damn, Danny, how old did
I'm not going to say that out loud.
Is she, wait, is she over 18?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, over 18 and under 40, yep. You're good.
Right. We're in the window.
Okay.
I should caveat this. We should caveat this with, my wife led a very sheltered life as a child.
Yeah.
She watched TV, but it was like watching an hour of OPB.
Where, that's a form of pay-per-view, too, because they beg you every year for your donations to keep public broadcasting alive.
That's fair.
I don't think it's ever, you know...
Brought to you by viewers like you.
Yeah, and I think it's a scam. I think they've never been... They always talk about, oh, we don't have enough money. I think they always do.
The government is giving them money, so... Yeah. And even if you didn't donate, the government would still give them money.
Mm. It's like it's like your Little League team, right? Your Little League team is... You're paying your... money to play in the Little League, right?
Sure.
You're just, you want some nicer things, you got to do the fundraisers for it.
Yeah, you got to go sell,
you gotta sell
chocolate
those
bars.
Chocolate bars. Yeah. Yeah. And that's what they do. They give you like the reusable bag and...
I haven't had the chocolate
like a
bar.
Hemp necklace or something. I don't know what they give these days, but a mug.
Probably some crystals.
Yeah. Yeah, that's imagine. Right. You get some of those and they send them back. It's just that instead of selling chocolate bars, they're selling your reusable bag and... You know, crystals and hemp necklace.
Yeah. The magazine sales scam, is that still going on?
Hey, listen. Listen. We do not downplay the magazine sales. Those were...
More than half of the people that I signed up for never got their magazines. I mean, 20 years later, I still remember this. Like, all the chocolate that I ended up selling, like, from door to door, people got their chocolate bars, but...
Do you guys see kids selling stuff anymore?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
My neighborhood, which is insane because I live next to like four schools, I never...
That should be against the law.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, yeah, I'm literally right around the corner from an elementary school and no sales whatsoever. Although I have a no soliciting sign on my door.
I have an elementary...
That's probably a barrier.
I've got people knocking on my door regularly to sell me solar panels, but I haven't had anybody for like do a fundraiser since I've lived there.
Yeah, youth sports now, they'll do, like, they call them gold cards.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They sell all, like, it's discounts everywhere. You'll get door-to-doors on those.
Haven't seen one of those in Newburgh.
You get, the fundraisers now are for, like, kids' schools. It's way more digital, and you can just, like, text people that you know, like, hey, we're doing this fundraiser, blah, 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 blah. So there is less of, like, I remember having to sell, like, wrapping paper around the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
That was a weird one.
Wreaths?
Yeah. Boy Scouts would do the wreaths.
Yeah.
Yep. And
we did the wreaths in choir.
Outside of that, like, yeah, those still happen, but you don't have the kid lugging around the chocolate bars anymore, because what they'll do is you'll just like get a text, hey, I'm selling chocolate bars. And then they just show
up
in the
mail.
See,
that's why kids are weak now.
Because they don't
don't have to go out there and lug door to door and build those skills.
Every kid should knock on Buffalo Bill's door.
ABC, baby. Always be closing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Jeff Rust, his daughter just doing the recent Girl Scout cookie sales. He brought them in for everybody. Nobody has to worry about that anymore. I don't need to wait for somebody to come to my door. So I'd rather put the no soliciting sign up and support my coworkers' kids instead of some rando down the street.
I still can't believe your wife, it took her this long to realize, like, she'd never seen the words pay-per-view before? Ever?
I don't think so, which is interesting because my wife likes MMA. Like, if I throw on a UFC fight, she's in. But I don't think she ever was, like, cognizantly looking at the guide.
She doesn't realize that you just plopped down $100 for that fight?
Uh-huh.
So that's a hack for you.
The pay per view.
She has no idea. She's like, hey, that fight came up on the TV again.
Yeah.
That's deadly.
Yeah, right?
Yikes.
Now she knows.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of... I'm not going to crush her for this because we go through so many different... Like, again, it's like
she did not have exposure to it, really, either.
Well, Kleenex and Q-tips.
Yeah.
It's just like name brand. She just thought it was a name brand.
What is a Q-tip actually called? Is it an ear cleaner?
It is a cotton swab.
Cotton swab, yeah. That's right.
It is a cotton swab.
Ear cleaner. I don't know what the hell I...
Yeah. Which they say you're not supposed to use. You're not supposed to use those anymore.
No, don't stick them right in your ear.
Well, how do you use it then?
Stick it up your nose.
Look,
this is the part of the show where if you're eating, I'm sorry, I don't use the Q-tips anymore. You can go to the store and get like these plastic things. They're like a little melon baller. So you can actually like clean your ears out without pushing stuff in.
That is disgusting.
I don't have that much wax in my ears.
Well, no, I mean, but you're not scooping it out like ice cream. I'm just saying like,
well, that's literally the way you described it, Danny, was that you melon ball it out. Sorry,
it works.
It's like ice cream melon ball it.
It's like a little spoon like that you can use to like scrape your ears as opposed to like shoving stuff in. That was the whole point.
I don't think either is good, but okay. I mean, there's...
Yeah, aren't you inherently shoving something a little bit further with that, though?
The way it's shaped, it's not. It's like a quarter spoon kind of a deal.
Oh, you just got like a water pick. This is gross.
Water pick.
Well, yeah, that's just the simplest and the most, like, I'd say the most clean way to do it.
What? I feel like if you use the water pick,
water pick, you just...
Yeah,
I feel,
you have to
but then you
in
get
there.
Water in your ear.
Oh, God, you're deep in there.
You're just bouncing on one leg, just trying to get that water out.
Yeah, that's a hard pass for me.
I've always wanted to ask the doctor, like, when I go in for a checkup, like, can you clean my ears out? Because, like, they do it with, like, the water pick, and they'll get it. And you see those videos online, which I don't know why. I watch them.
You get sucked in.
Into what?
Like, I'm, like, the water, like, cleaning out water or ears.
Oh, God, yeah.
Stuff. Like,
oh, yeah.
It is disgusting.
Oh, yeah, no. When you see, like, somebody who's got it bad.
God.
Oh, yeah, no. I am. That would look, the bad toenail.
No, I'm not. Again, Danny with the feet.
The relief. Well, hell, fingernail. Like, you can see, like, when it's ingrown, they get the relief. It's like, oh, God, that has to
be. You guys,
so
like,
good.
Watch those gross pimple popping videos, too?
Oh, yeah.
I cannot do that.
Do they have a whole show? Like, that's a popular show on TLC.
No, I know, but you can watch, like, 60-second rolls of them. And I every time I see those, I'm like, nope.
No, I'm out on that.
Quick.
I'm out on that.
It depends on which one it is. But, yeah, there's always ones that
like
are
interesting. The ear videos, I'll sit there and I'm like, how did you have a moth in your ear?
Yeah.
Like, how
did the wax buildup get to be that insane?
Yeah, but I've just always, like, I don't feel like I have, like, excessive buildup in my ears, but I've always wondered, if I had that happen, what would it look like?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you see these videos and you're like, oh my God.
Probably just like that. Probably brown and gross.
Gross. Well, happy lunchtime, everybody.
My parents told me they took a pistachio nut out of my ear once as a little kid.
That sounds about right.
Right?
That sounds... it sounds right.
I think I was like 4 years old.
Danny, I hope you mean... I mean this with all the love and respect in the world. You seem to me like a kid that shoved a lot of things up ears.
Not just
nose.
In my ears.
Like you just shoved things...
I put a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on a VCR.
That makes sense. You were like,
so in chaos.
It fits.
Yes.
100%. That seems like little Danny running around just
problem solving.
A fork in an outlet. Just.
And that did happen.
It's
a butter knife.
See? Yeah. Yeah. It terrified me. My son did that. We were downstairs. He was upstairs.
Lights flickered.
I don't know what he shoved in that socket, but we heard a pop, and he goes, we heard like this, woo! And I was like, uh-oh. And so I go running up the stairs, and I'm like, what happened? And he is just like in his bed, like he'd scurried around the corner. He's in his bedroom, and I'm like, buddy, what was I? I go, are you okay? And he's just rattled. Like, he is shook to his core. He's
electricity
like,
coursing through your body for the very first time will do that.
I was like, what's going on? Like, what happened? He's like, nothing. I'm like, something happened. I heard a loud pop and you squealed. And he was like, nothing. And then I walk by
black mark
in in the hallway. The outlet has got, like, these little char marks on it. I was like,
the evidence.
I was like, bud. Did you put something in there? No. buddy. Yeah. And I'm like, where is it? He's like, I don't know. And to this day, I still don't know what he put in that outlet, but he got rid of the evidence and he has taken that to his grave. And I was like, we never put anything in the outlets for the 100th time. Mm-hmm. Do not put anything in. And he has not since. He has not since. It's going to be real surprising to him. Like when he is, you know, in his late 20s, 30s, maybe 18. And he's like, ah, I can't believe I can't have kids. And it's like, well, bud, let me tell you about the time you shoved something in the light socket. That's probably why you're sterile, bud.
Zapped yourself.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you got
in that case,
you got,
I'm screwed.
You got that bargain barrel vasectomy, bud.
I got the 220 instead of the 110. We were rewiring or wiring up at my parents' shop, and one of them arced off the 220, and it jumped out of my eyebrow.
It jumped out of your eyebrow?
Like I grabbed the rail that it was hot on, and it jumped out of my eyebrow back into the rail.
Did you have... Was your eyebrow pierced?
Yes.
It's almost like lightning hitting you. That's funny.
Yeah. I'm glad you're alive, but you deserve that.
Yeah, 220. Buddy,
with your eyebrow pierced.
I was done.
Yeah. So if you're lucky to be alive, dude.
Yes.
To be quite honest, yes. Like no. You were very
like
lucky
it could have gone
alive.
Through my brain and killed me, 100%.
Yeah.
So there, I have two things that I don't do anymore. I don't do electrical work and I don't do plumbing, and I don't do plumbing because I helped my parents dig up an old septic tank, and previously the house was owned and inhabited by four women.
Okay, you're good.
Yeah.
You're good with your story.
Yeah.
Yep, I know how that ends.
The gray water.
Okay, again, we're good.
Back of the
head.
Danny,
we're good.
Back of the head.
We're good.
This segment has gotten way too long.
Yeah, you are... We're good.
Yeah. So I don't do plumbing or I don't do electrical work because of two horrifying experiences. One almost killed me and one almost involved me killing my father.
I feel like that's for the best.
Right?
That's for the best. All right. Well, I don't know how we rebound from that, but we shall press on.
There we go.
We have a lot that we got to get to. Opening day is tomorrow. We'll have a little bit of baseball stuff in today's show. We have some big news out of the world of college sports, and a little bit of NFL in college football to get to as well. But there was a big story today that. Do you pass it up? What is more important, the future of your game or your own pocketbook? Next on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Rowdy Roddy Piper.
We need more bagpipes in our life.
Go. It is Wrestling Wednesday. Jordan Schultz has loaded up all of the wrestling music for today. Thank you, doing the Lord's work. I saw this story come across the line this morning, and at first I rolled my eyes. And then I started digging into this, and I said, oh, does she consider it? TMZ had this morning a story pop up that Caitlin Clark has a $5 million offer from the Big Three League to play three-on-three basketball. And I remember Ice Cube's league. And Ice Cube said, we intended to offer the offer to remain private while Caitlin Clark plays for the championship, but I won't deny what's now already out there. Big Three made a historic offer to Caitlin Clark. Why wouldn't we? Caitlin is a generational athlete who can achieve tremendous success in the Big Three. And on the surface, I just rolled my eyes and I was like, come on. Like, all right, you want us to care about the Big Three, which I forgot was still around. Hand up. Did not realize it was still around.
They come here even.
Did they this past summer?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Hey, all right.
There you go.
But a $5 million offer to play in the Big Three, I just went, okay, why would she play in the Big Three where you got a bunch of washed up athletes, the NBA players, and guys who never made it to the NBA when you could play the highest level of your own sport?
Because she'd make 2,000% more money.
The $5 million offer, that's where I started digging in. The supermax in the WNBA is $241,000 a year. The salary cap in the WNBA is $1.4 million for a team. $1.4 million. You think of the women's professional basketball players that are more household names. Breonna Stewart, Stewie, the most dominant player in the, I think she averaged like 30 points a game. She makes $205,000 a year playing in the WNBA.
Yeah.
Asia Wilson, Kelsey Plum, Sabrina Ionescu, $200,000 a year playing in the WNBA. $5 million is, I mean, exponentially
more
money.
More than she'd probably make in her career in the WNBA.
But the question is it worth not playing in the WNBA? Because the Big Three, that cycles over the summer during the WNBA season. You can't do both.
No.
Is it a detriment to the growth of the WNBA if she were to accept that offer because the biggest name in women's basketball would not be playing the sport? So do you put your own financial gain, because she would still get endorsements, she would still make a lot of, and $5 million is a lot of cash to play in the Big Three. Do you put your own financial gain over the growth of the WNBA, which, again, she'll make like $200,000 in base salary in the WNBA, but her endorsements will still be through the roof?
I think it actually, if she went to the Big Three, it would help the growth of the WNBA.
You think it would?
And this is why. I think there would be actual pressure on the WNBA to actually raise the salary cap.
Yeah, because if people are bolting for
other avenues, they got to go, oh, we need to figure something out here. Now, there's this constant battle between, I hate the whole battle of the sexes thing, and should women be paid more, blah, blah, blah. You should be paid what you can generate.
Yeah, pay what you're worth.
That's where I'm at. Like, in the women's versus men department, perfect example, the national women's soccer team is significantly more successful than the men's by orders of magnitude that we cannot put into words.
In marketing and in actual performance,
actual performance
on the field.
Success. They should be paid more than the men, unequivocally. I don't think that should even come close. But they aren't, which doesn't make any sense to me.
I think we're equal now.
We're equal, but we're equal now. I genuinely believe they should be paid more. They're more successful.
Yeah.
It's I don't know what we're doing here. The WNBA is still a brand that does need to be subsidized. And even though the game is growing, it is not growing to the exponential amount that is discussed. The women's game is growing, and that is a good thing. It should be. There should be more outlets and avenues for women in the sports studio space, the sports marketing space, whether or not that's endorsement money for Caitlin Clark or for Angel Reese or for Cameron Brink, any of those NIL stars that are going to go to the WNBA, but also more opportunities for them on TV. The flip side of this is, when does the WNBA play?
In the summer.
When are ratings down for sports the most?
In the summer. Okay.
And they're never going to compete with the NBA.
Which is why they play in the summers, because inventory is needed.
Yes, and that is the issue. And it hasn't been so much of an inventory problem for like lack of access to it because they are being broadcast on local and national media. How can they get the eyeballs from women's college basketball to the WNBA?
Yeah.
And if Caitlin Clark spurning the WNBA, going to the Big Three, can be something that goes, okay, we need to find a way to generate more eyeballs, to generate more buzz, to be behind things more, because it's very clear that our transcendent stars can drive eyeballs.
Yep.
I think it's a better move for both her and the game if she can do that.
Now, Ice Cube is saying, according to reports, that they would be able to play her WNBA schedule. But will the WNBA
allow that?
Allow it? I mean, it's 10 games out of the year in this 3-on-3 league. It is still during the WNBA season.
And also you have to worry about insurance and her getting hurt and investing.
But here's one of the problems this is why, you know, one of the reasons why Brittany Griner ended up in the Russian gulag is
because the money is huge in Russia.
She had to go, and most WNBA players have to go over to Europe in order to make ends meet and to make sure that they are getting their worth and their value. Will the WNBA be like, yeah, you can play concurrently a Big Three schedule alongside ours? And even if it conflicts with her WNBA schedule, and the Big Three is like, no, you don't have to play in those, I guess, tournaments that they have, games?
Yeah.
Then you go out and you can play. Will the WNBA be okay with that? Because, look, why would they want to have her risk injury in their season when she's going to be their cash cow moving forward? And that is the interesting part for me in looking at all this, is can this be a way where both things can run side by side? Because as you said, it would be good for the WNBA to have her playing.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander in the sense of more eyes. And I've seen this discussion head towards the, they need to not put all their eggs in the Caitlin Clark basket. And I do agree with that. Because if they go down the same path of the NBA,
yeah,
they're screwed. Because they need to develop ties to franchises, because the volatility of athletes, particularly in the female market, because it's not as a burgeoning market,
yep,
as there is on the men's side, you are setting yourself up for a massive recession if your stars fade away and you don't have that Michael Jordan-esque player.
Well,
fall in line.
And that's going to be the thing that women's college basketball has to look to. Like, mm-hmm, they have gone, and they've done a really good job of when they went from marketing Sabrina to finding, you know, whether it was Angel Reese last year, mm-hmm, and Caitlin Clark, we started to see that surge. Is it going to be Juju Watkins that they're going to?
I would almost assuredly
that they're going to try to go. But here's the thing: is that people want to see greatness.
Yes.
And the reason why Caitlin Clark really took off this year was because she reset the record books and
the scoring record across college basketball.
And that is what people are going to want to gravitate towards. Yeah. And obviously her the pizzazz that she plays with, mm-hmm, the style and the ability to shoot from deep. Like, you can't just sit there and say like, hey, we're going to find the next one down the line. That is going to be the next big challenge for women's college basketball. And then on the flip side of this, if she were to play in the Big Three, in the WNBA, and the Big Three do their handshake agreement, are like, yeah, we'll let this happen. What happens if, and this is the thing, Caitlin Clark often doesn't defend the best scorer on the other team.
No, she's female Steph Curry.
And
she is.
That, in a 3-on-3 scenario,
can be a problem.
Former NBA players. Mm-hmm. It could be a big issue, and that could be to the detriment of the growth of, mm-hmm, of the game. And that's why I just, at the end of the day, I look at it and I say, I bet she just says, I appreciate the offer, maybe plays a couple of one-offs, and then she sticks to the WNBA schedule.
It would be interesting
to
see her
do it.
It
would be so fun.
Because we're not only just talking about her going to another league, we're talking about her playing with men.
Yeah.
And it becomes a new era battle of the sexes, because I'm telling you right now, she's going to snatch some souls, dude, of some 40-year-old NBA players.
She can fill it up.
She can hang.
And quickly, to add to Danny's point, too, the viewership of the Big Three last summer, right around 480, 500,000 a game. The WNBA Finals, right around 480, 500,000 a game. So it's funny that you see leagues that are similar sizes, one with a lot of private equity cash coming in from maybe not everybody liking Kanye, but he injected a bunch of money in the league, the likes of those very rich dudes that can offer a very, very popular player $5 million. I do think that's going to force the NBA with, once again, very similar viewership to start coughing up the money. It's not going to come from NBA players. It's going to come from the owners or get Ice Cube to buy a WNBA team. I don't know. Maybe that route's the way to go.
Yep, I this is going to be fascinating to see, but we're here at the point where we finally have that crossover women's basketball star translate to attracting the attention of, even if it is the Big Three, $5 million payday, man. $5 million
payday.
She's
not making that in her career.
That's tough.
I mean, let's extract
this. Outside of endorsements.
As I'm saying,
endorsements, she's probably making $5 million this year in endorsements.
I think almost 10, actually, is
but
the number
again,
I saw.
I'm talking about salary from the WNBA. At the highest levels, at $250,000 a year, she'd have to play 20 years. Just think about that.
Diana Taurasi.
She makes that like that.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's an interesting thought exercise, though, and Ice Cube is ponying up the money. It'll be fascinating to see where Caitlin Clark goes, because if the WNBA and the Indiana Fever, I think they have the number one overall pick.
Yes,
they're
going to have
Tyrese
Halliburton, Caitlin Clark in Indiana. Fun time to be an Indiana basketball fan.
That's not bad at all.
No.
That's not all.
They already painted a mural. There's a mural where Tyrese Halliburton is on a wall. They already painted Caitlin Clark next to him.
Badass.
It's pretty cool.
That team, that organization, they invest the number one pick. That is the one that's supposed to take them over the top. There could be a very real thing where they say, no, we don't. Not during our season or this close to our season, because in the European leagues, they do play truly in the off season, which is a ton of miles on their legs too. You wonder why we have so many injuries in like the WNBA. You see, they're playing year round. They truly are playing year round. And you think of guys like Jokic, who doesn't touch a basketball for 3 months.
Yeah, because he's going to go deal with his horses.
It's quite wild. The disparity, man. All right, 503-864-6326. That be the Vancouver Ford text line. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online at vancouverford.com. All right, let's talk a little bit of NFL next on The Fan.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So we go Piper and the Hulkster right out the gate. Schulte's on it, man. All right. We got a lot of smoke signals out of the draft. We will get to some of those because, Nelly.
Gotta love those owners' meetings.
Yeah. Gotta love Jim Harbaugh.
Let's get together and lie collectively.
It is great. But also, there is a report out there because there's one guy who's kind of holding the cards for a lot of movement in the NFL over the next handful of weeks and months, and that is Justin Jefferson of the Minnesota Vikings. This report came out of the Pioneer Press in the Twin Cities there. There's an anticipated offer that Justin Jefferson will receive a deal that is worth 5 years, over $150 million, with $75 million guaranteed. We talked about this briefly with the Brandon Ayuk situation in the San Francisco 49ers, where John Lynch said, hey, we're not talking about trading Brandon Ayuk at this point. We're talking about contract negotiations. And the one thing that needs to be set is the pecking order of receivers moving forward in that reset of the market. And it actually behooves Brandon Ayuk and other receivers for Justin Jefferson to get his deal first.
Get that bag, baby!
And because at an average annual salary of $30 million a year, in $75 million guaranteed.
Good money if you can find it.
That is that resets the market again for the wide receivers, because you don't just have a one-off with Tyreek Hill in Miami, which has an average annual salary of $30 million. This is longer, and this is $75 million mm-hmm. in guaranteed cash. And once Justin Jefferson gets his, then you can go Ja'Marr Chase, C.D. Lamb, Brandon Ayuk, and everybody else can kind of fall into place in that pecking order. But now we're sitting there and we're seeing the wide receiver market essentially be the second most valuable position in the NFL when you look at the salaries.
I think it's pretty easy to see that in that vein. The interesting thing is that $75 million guaranteed amount, it both at the same time seems low and high. Because you're like, 5 years, 75. Like, let me do the math and I'll carry the one. That's not very much on average.
That's $15 million a year.
In guaranteed money. That's less than your top end number twos. We went through this the other day when somebody signed that I went, that seems like a lot for him. And then we started like going through the salary slots and you're like, well, actually, it's not. It's really,
she's like 28th.
Yeah,
in the league.
Like, that's about right. But $15 million is, again, like, that's good money for a good number two.
And what will be interesting is that other half of that $150 mm-hmm. million is the built-in performance bonuses, mm-hmm. roster bonuses, all that stuff that is not guaranteed, right? And this is why the NFL is stupid with their salary cap. But they're also brilliant in a lot of different ways, because what they do is they say, this is how you kick the can down the road, restructure deals, you move those roster bonuses, convert them into a restructure as you make those bonuses into guaranteed money up front. So say Minnesota signs Justin Jefferson to this $150 million contract extension, mm-hmm. $75 million of it is guaranteed. They do that, you know, this next month. Then you have an initial cap hit that is through the roof when you have Sam Darnold, and we're assuming they draft a quarterback.
Whatever, your patchwork quarterback or your rookie, and or your rookie.
So what they do is they're setting themselves up to, when they go down a couple years down the road, they need to re-sign that quarterback, or they need to make a move to bolster their roster and make the salary cap make sense. They will go a year before they have to pay that quarterback. All right, we're going to shuffle the deck chairs here, Justin Jefferson. We're going to take those bonuses that are not guaranteed, mm-hmm. turn that into guaranteed money so we can take the hit before we have to pay our quarterback or edge rusher or left
tackle. And next year we're not going to pay you anything.
And so that's the crooked way of the NFL, mm-hmm. but depending on how easy some of those bonuses are to reach,
which I would imagine a lot of them are,
games played, yards, catches, touchdowns, yeah. all awards. The percentages of snaps, awards, Pro Bowls, all that stuff. You get all of those kind of built into your deal, and then they just say, or just being on the roster as of March 1, you know, here's $10 million. You sit there and you say, we're going to scratch that, make it guaranteed. We're going to manipulate the cap and get you going. But I think what that does for the other guys, though, I mean, that tells you what you're worth for Ja'Marr Chase, though, too, right? I mean, Ja'Marr Chase, you may not be that $30 million guy, but your agent's sitting there going 28. And that right now, that's 11.7% of the cap is $30 million per year. If you're going with that as your cap hit for your wide receiver, I think, look, wide receiver is so important. I think that this market is going, it's bending too far. And we will see teams start digging in their heels, because it's quarterback, it's left tackle, it's edge rusher, mm-hmm. and damn it,
then it's,
I want to champion for the tight ends, because I think the tight end is so much more important. But you understand
two facets of the game.
But you understand, though, the widers, they're just so undervalued. Yeah. So ridiculously undervalued.
The best tight end in football made $14 million last year.
The thing about a wide receiver, though, is how much room you can clear up vertically in mm-hmm. two safeties and taking one guy out of the box and making sure people respect you down the field. And then the attention that you get with a guy like Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, those types, of how many sets of eyes have got to pay attention to them as they're crossing the field, it is invaluable for the offense. So I do see where teams are paying these guys, But it's very few that are that valuable to get that $30 million. Justin Jefferson, he's one of them.
And even then, the proliferation of wide receivers. Just how long – if I told you that Rome Odunze was the top five wide receiver in the NFL in the next 5 years, would you – shock you?
No.
Malik Nabers?
No. It may be, but okay, no.
Marvin Harrison Jr.?
No.
Okay, now go back over the last three draft classes and ask the same question. You can get one – two, maybe three now, every draft.
Every year.
That's how good wide receivers are every single year and have been probably for the last 7 years.
It really is. They're going to start talking about receivers like they used to talk about running backs. Mm-hmm. Dime a dozen. You can replace them really quickly. We don't need to be tied up
in
this.
As great as they are, why spend that kind of money when you can go get one every single year?
And this year's draft class is deep.
Yeah. And I don't think that's changing.
Deep.
Because we've talked about this so much, the 7-on-7 stuff, it doesn't mean anything for anybody except for maybe the wide receivers. These guys are just honing their craft, route running, and ability all year long.
It's changing.
It's probably the one position that actually benefits the most from the 7-on-7 stuff.
And we're also seeing, and this is going to sound mean, but we're seeing a simplification of NFL offenses that we used to not see in the, whether it was a West Coast offense, a run and shoot offense, where you had so much variation on any given play on where you were going. You had to have it far more dialed in to be a truly elite receiver. And I think that elite receivers, they do have this separation, but even great receivers back in the day, it was between the ears, right? And how smart were you and how quickly could you identify where you needed to go? Because in the second step of your route, you needed to determine whether you're running a post, whether you're running a curl, whether you're running a big out, whether you're running a snap out. It was within your first two steps, you had to be able to identify that. Offenses they've simplified a little bit in the NFL to where to be a great receiver, you don't need to be that locked in between the ears anymore either.
No.
I mean, that has changed dramatically. But the elite guys, they have that. They
yes.
have a very high football IQ. And that's why I value the tight end position so much, is because you have to have that as a receiver and that as a lineman. And the elite ones, they can do it so damn well. And even though Travis Kelce is not a guy that you rely on in your run game, like a Gronk,
no,
say.
Or a Kittle.
George Kittle, yeah. He still has that lineman is still lurking in the back of his head and his football.
You can't get
knowledge,
rid of it no matter how hard you try.
It takes him a lot further mm-hmm. than what he physically can do as a blocker. It's fascinating. I'm waiting to see when the tight ends fight back though.
Yeah,
tight ends. Come
on, they're too dumb.
Oh man,
find me the smart tight end.
I will. George Kittle's very smart.
Is he?
He's just a meathead.
Okay.
Yeah. I think Kelsey's a smart guy. You don't think Kelsey's a smart guy? He's smart enough to land Taylor Swift.
Well, maybe he's dumb enough to land Taylor Swift.
Well,
I'm just saying.
You're not the...
I think he's a smart guy.
There's many people around him making that happen. You don't have to be smart in his situation.
Mm. Well, let's see. What's Travis Kelsey's IQ?
Oh, because that's going to be accurate.
Is that on here? Oh, he got a 22 on his Wonderlic. Which we know that is 100%.
Absolutely.
I mean, George Kittle just looks like he's from the trailer park, so I do think that kind of puts him down a little bit.
And he went to Iowa, you know? Sorry, people from Iowa. All right, hey, we had a basketball game last night in the NBA that I'm scratching my head over. Next on The Fan. Well, we're already over. We're going
to... Time to go to break.
This is going to have to be a turn and burn. We're going to have to... We went very long.
In a couple segments.
Hour number two. All right. No. Hour
yeah,
one.
Hour number one still. Hour number one still. Come on, Schulte.
It's my fault.
No, it's not. I want to get to this, though, coming up to start next hour, because I think it is really important that we stop this at its head, because there was a basketball game last night that had no business getting the attention that it did. Yet here we are on the importance of the win. We do have a bunch of pro days going on today. And I want, on the heels of the Justin Jefferson conversation, did you hear where the Vikings are today?
No. Are they at LSU?
There's reports that they are. No, they're not. They're not going to go to LSU's pro day. They're going to Ann Arbor to talk more with J.J. McCarthy, but Jaden Daniels will be making a have a private workout
you
with
know
the Vikings.
Let Jaden Daniels fall. Let him fall. Go for it.
Well, either that or they think he'll just go two or three in during smokescreen season. But LSU's having their pro day today, and I saw a report out of Minnesota that they were from the Purple Persuasion. How about that?
Mm.
You had head coach Kevin O'Connell and GM Kwesi Odofo-Mensah. They are not attending LSU or North Carolina's pro days today and tomorrow. They're spending time in Ann Arbor with J.J. McCarthy instead. Jim Harbaugh's working, folks. Jim Harbaugh's working.
Mm-hmm.
Where we got to start hour number two. The win that's getting a lot of buzz next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.